Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 7th of July, 2011. It was on this day in 1928 sliced bread was sold for the first time. Up to that time, bakeries only sold it in solid loaves. But a man named Otto Frederick Rowetter from Davenport, Iowa, had been working on a bread slicer. He tried to sell it to bakeries. They told him pre-sliced bread would get stale. But finally, he met a baker in Chillicothe, Missouri, named Frank Bench, who agreed to try it out, the slicing and wrapping machine. And he put ads in the paper, and sales went through the roof. And so we picked up the phrase, the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's the birthday of the science fiction writer Robert A. Heinlein, 1907, Butler, Missouri, one of the most literary science fiction writers. He studied physics and math in Los Angeles, published his first science fiction story in 1939 in a pulp magazine. In his book Time Enough for Love, he wrote, "The most preposterous notion that H. Sapiens has ever dreamed up is that the Lord God of creation, shaper and ruler of all the universes, wants the saccharine adoration of his creatures, can be swayed by their prayers, and becomes petulant if he does not receive flattery." Heinlein was a far right-wing conservative, and yet his book Stranger in a Strange Land was very popular among the counterculture movement of the 60s. It's the birthday of the historian David McCullough, 1933, born in Pittsburgh, went to Yale, started to think about life as a writer. David McCullough said the years writing John Adams and 1776 have been the most exhilarating, happiest years of my writing life. I had never ventured into the 18th century before, never set foot in it. I told my wife the other day that I might never come back. I love it. It was on this day in 1863 the United States began its first military draft during the Civil War. The draft law allowed anyone to buy an exemption for $300. There were draft riots in New York City when the first names were drawn on July the 11th, but in the end it didn't make much difference. Only about 2% of the military forces were draftees. It's the birthday of the composer Gustav Mahler, 1860, in Bohemia, what is now the Czech Republic, pianist, conductor, and composer. 1907, a difficult year for him. He was forced to resign from the Vienna Opera. His 3-year-old daughter Maria died, and he was diagnosed with fatal heart disease. His tragic symphony, the Symphony No. 6, had been composed the year before. Here's a poem for today by David Hottle, She and My Granddad. My grandfather, who died in 1970, the year Sexual Politics was published, called objects, screwdrivers, blowtorches, trucks, and sometimes even abstractions, winter, pain, time, by the singular feminine pronoun, she or her. For instance, he would say, "I reckon she's coming up on quitting time." Or, of a favorite hammer, "I guess she ain't nowhere to be found." Kate Millett, asked about the future of the woman's movement, said, "How in the hell do I know? I don't run it." To which Granddad, at war with Grandmama all my life, but drawn to women, always polite, would have said, "Yes, ma'am, can't nobody run her." She and My Granddad, poem by David Hottle, used by permission of the author, here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.